Our scripture readings this morning are John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 6:35. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
Amen. Lord, we thank you. For those who are listening by podcast, we ask God that you would touch them as this word goes forth, that Lord, you would bless the words that come from my mouth. God, that you would bless those who are listening, that you would touch their hearts today. And we give you praise for it, honor and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So today I want to talk from the topic, Jesus gives life. We know that it's Palm Sunday, and I'm going to read that story, but I was really thinking about it today. Not just today, but this whole week, because I was kind of struggling this week. I'm like, okay, Lori, I got something coming. I know I got something here. I can feel it coming, but I'm just not quite there yet. And so I was trying to figure it out. I was here on Wednesday, and I'm like, I usually try to give her what I'm going to talk about on Wednesdays. And I was like, God, just give me a few more minutes. And I just started kind of just looking through it and looking at this story again, the story just a Palm Sunday of Jesus coming in and the palm branches and, you know, all of the joy that they were feeling that day. They were feeling so much joy and so much excitement that their Hosanna, their Savior was coming through. And, you know, everybody had their own plans of what he was going to do and what was going to happen. But they were so happy and joyful. I was thinking about that. And it made me think about Jesus and how he knew the outcome. He knew that just in a few days, these same people who were so happy and joyful and, you know, lifting him up and praising him were going to turn on him and say, crucify him. You know, he knew that. But yet he continued on that journey. And he did that for us. Why? Because he gives us life. He came that we might have life, that we might have it more abundantly, that we might have it to the fullest. And so I want us to think about that as I'm reading. I'm going to read the story of him coming in. And you can wave your branches if you want. We have them here. We may as well use them, right? But, and think about, to create that joyful atmosphere that he had coming in there. And think about, there's all this joy all around him. But he knows what's going to happen. And he still did it for you and me. He still kept on through that journey. He still made that triumphant entrance into Jerusalem, even though he knew what was going to happen. And he did that for us, that we might have life, that we might not take advantage of this life. Every day we get up, every day, are we using this life to bless others? Are we using it to uplift him? He came that we might have life. So let's talk about that. Jesus gives us life. So let's talk about, or let's read about his triumphant entrance into Jerusalem. And that's Matthew 21:1-11. It's a little long, but bear with me. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heavens. I'm going to stop right there and give you get a feeling for that. Yeah, wave that. This is what was going on. It was so much excitement. They were waving their branches. Here comes Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They were so excited for him to be coming in to bring them. He was their Savior. That's what they felt. He was their Savior. Amen. You guys look so good. All right. You may stop if you'd like. But if you want, you keep on waving them for the rest of the service. It won't bother me at all. Because it's that joy that I wanted you to feel. The joy of doing that. The joy of knowing your Savior has come. He's coming to for you so that you might have life. And that's what we need to feel today. He came that we could have life today. Verse 10 says, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? The crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. That joy. And that's what I wanted to create. One more time. Because I want you to feel that joy, the joy of that, of your Savior coming. I want you to know He came that you might have life, that He created, you know, He came to give us life and have it more abundantly. So I want you to start getting that feeling of having that life and just experiencing that joy, the joy of what that, doesn't that make you feel kind of happy just to wave that? It does. It does. It gives us joy. All right. But He came that you might have that life, that you might have that joy that we felt. And literally, we were just waving branches. Amen. But He came that we could have that life. And I want to encourage you today to live that life, to enjoy that life, to get out there and do what He's called you to do, to go out there and reach others for Him, to share in your time, whatever you're doing in your world, that you make sure you share about Jesus. You guys know me. I find a way to get Him into every conversation, no matter where I'm at, no matter what I'm doing. I'm on board. Before I know it, I'm telling them something. You know, God did that. You know, some will look at me funny. Some will say, yeah. You know, so it doesn't matter. You know, so don't be ashamed of Him. Just whenever you get that opportunity, share that He came to give us life. But today, I want to encourage you to get out and have life and have it more abundantly, to live. And I keep saying that scripture because that's one of my favorite scriptures. We know Romans 8:28 is my absolute favorite. But John 10:10, which is what I'm going to read, it says that He came that we might have life and have it to the very fullest, to our fullest potential. And I can remember a time when I was not doing that. John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. Have it to the full, abundantly. That means just really getting out there enjoying your life. I can remember early 2000s, and I was working for my mom, working for church, and I wasn't quite in school yet, but I was working for my mom. I was also working for her in church, but also she had a daycare center, so I was working with daycare children also. And I was, you know, raising my son, and I was just doing a lot of things, serving in different places. And I was doing it so seriously. I was so serious, but I wasn't having any life. I didn't go to the movies. I barely went to, only when I absolutely had to go shopping. I didn't go for fun. You know, I didn't hang out with my friends. I didn't do any of that stuff. And my mom preached a sermon from that scripture. And it just hit me. You're not having life to the fullest. I was only going to work and church. That's it. No movies, no fun, no dinners, nothing. Just work and church. You know, feeling like I had to do that. That's what made me a good Christian. No, He came that we have life. And when I caught a hold to it, it just hit me all of a sudden. Jesus came that I might have life, and I'm wasting my good years. I'm wasting all my good years in here doing nothing, going home and watching TV or nothing, not enjoying this life. When I can walk, you know, I really feel it now. I'm like, ooh, I get up in the morning, it's a little harder. But back then, I could walk and I could go and do what I needed to do. And so to enjoy life. And so I did. I prayed. I'm like, God. And I used to do TV shows. I used to do TV shows on Cox Cable. So I took and decided I'm going to start showing people how to have life, because it hit me. There's more people like me that are just not truly living up to the fullness of what God wants for us. What He wanted for us was to enjoy this life that He's given us. He went through being born. He died, was crucified, and then rose again for us, that we could have life. And so I started doing these shows called Having Life and Having It More Abundantly. And so I started traveling. Only God could do it. He started opening doors for me. I started traveling, and then I would show people, look, this is what I enjoy. And then I would encourage them, do what you enjoy. Do what it is you'd like to do. Enjoy this life that he's giving you, because it goes so fast. It goes so fast. So I want to encourage you today to have life and have it more abundantly. If you're not, and it's something you want to do, you find a way to do it. I know. You tell him about it. He'll open the door for you. I've seen him do it. That's how I'm going on my birthday trip here in a few weeks. I said, God, I was sitting at home and I thought, man, I didn't go out of town last year. Travel happens to be my thing. That's what I enjoy doing. I said, God, and I'm doing, you guys know, I'm serving and I'm doing all of these things. And I was like, tired. I'm like, okay, I'm sitting here. I'm kind of tired. I think I've forgotten my message of having life and having it more abundantly. And I said, open up a way for me to go and to this trip. And surely he did. He did just that. My tickets are paid for. Amen. I'm going on this trip. And so I thank him for that. But I want to encourage you today to have life, to get out there and live that life. And know he died for that. He came. Jesus gives us life. There's so much more than just our in the natural. I'm talking in the natural. But he also gives us spiritual life. If you feel like you're not reaching him, get into his presence. Get up in the morning. You know, I'm going to dedicate this whole week to you, God. I'm going to get up every morning and start talking to you first. Whatever it is that you need to do. He gives us life. When he breathes on us, he gives us life. When we're in his presence, you'll have that joy that you had when you were waving. You'll wake up with it. You won't need the branch. You'll just wake up with it. And you'll have that joy that he's come to give us. He came that we might have life. Jesus gives us life. He gives us life. And so we should take advantage of that and enjoy that life. We wake up with joy. You'll go to sleep with joy when you're in his presence, when you're reading his word, when you're finding out about him, getting to know him like you get to know a friend. Get to know him and be in his presence and watch how much more joy you walk in. Joy is my thing. I really need to feel joyful. I do. I need to feel joyful while I'm doing my work, while I'm out in the community. I want to exude joy. And so I seek him for that. I seek him to be in his presence so that I can exude his joy, so that I can share with others who he is, that he's a God that loves us. He loves us so much. He went to Calvary for us. We're in this Easter season. And if we just get really real, he died for us that we might have life. He said that's what he came for. The enemy, or the thief is what he called him in that scripture. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. That means to discourage you. When you feel discouraged, like you can't do what you think you need to do or you'd like to do, or you feel like you're nothing, like you know, there's just so many ways he tries to discourage you. He'll show you circumstances that aren't always true because he's the thief. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. He's a liar, right? So we can't believe those things. But he said, I came that you might have life and have it to the abundance, to the full, all that you can have. But it's up to you to step into it. It's up to you. I was listening to this song this morning and it said, you got to move. He said, before I can do what God has called me to do, I got faith. Without works is dead, is what the song said. You got to move before God. You got to step out and do it. You want to have life? You got to get up in the morning and say, this is what I'm going to do today. I really want to go to the botanical gardens, whatever it is. I'm just thinking of things. I really want to do that today. I really want to go visit my friend, whoever it is. I'd like to do that today. Get up in the morning making that plan. You got to get moving and watch God make the way for you to go do that, what it is you'd like to do. I really want to spend time with you, God. You'll have where you can have time, a whole hour, 2 hours, all morning, whatever it is, to get into his presence. He'll work that for you. He'll make that for you. He came that you might have life, amen, and have it more abundantly. Last scripture for the day. It's John 6:35. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. That's his promise to us. He came that we have life. What he's going to make sure everything you need, that you have what you need. That's what, I mean, bread and water. That's our main thing, but it represents everything that you need. He's going to make sure you have everything you need. Just trust in him. Believe in him. He came that you might have life and you might have it to the fullest. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, that you came for us, God, that you went through. You went through. You knew, God, sure it was joy, but you knew it was on the other side. And you still, Jesus, gave your life for us. And we thank you for it. I ask that you would touch today the hearts of those who are here in the room. God, encourage them to step into that life, God, to enjoy and do it to the fullest. And we thank you for it, and we give you praise. And we do pray again for all of those on our prayer list, that you would meet them, each one at their very point of need. You know them face by face, person by person. We ask that you would meet them today, God, at their very point of need. We give you all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory. You're so worthy, such a worthy and wonderful God. We thank you, and that you would also touch the hearts of those here in the room and those listening by podcast, that you would touch them and meet them today at their very point of need. And we give you all of the praise this morning, all of the glory and all of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.